As senators began debating the controversial Waters of the United States rule last week, Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley was recognized by Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for casting his 12,000th vote in the Senate.
Out of those 12,000 votes, our colleague has taken the last 7,474 of them consecutively. He hadn't missed a single vote since 1993. He has the second longest consecutive voting record in Senate history, second place out of 1,963 senators.
Democrat Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont is the only senator with more votes than Grassley at 15,000, and he's proud to call him a good friend who served with him closely on both the Agriculture and Judiciary Committees for over three decades.
He's the same down-to-earth Iowa farmer who visits every one of the state's 99 counties every year. He's also the Iowa farmer who, when Vermont was hit with a terrible flooding a few years back, was the first person to contact me to say, "Vermont stood with Iowa when we were hit with natural disaster. Iowa stands now with Vermont."
Iowa's junior senator Joni Ernst also praised Grassley.
In fact, there are only 17 other senators in history who have cast more votes than Senator Chuck Grassley. On top of that, he has the longest existing voting streak in Congress. This farmer from Iowa serves as the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Back home in Iowa, he travels all 99 counties every single year. And he has done this for 35 years.
And Senator Grassley himself says it's those meetings every year with the people of Iowa that are the reason why he's cast so many votes in the Senate.
"Because I bring the benefits of every comment, question, and criticism heard from Iowans to that vote. With these 12,000 votes, I think of the many conversations and pieces of correspondence behind each vote. Whether I'm meeting with Iowans in the Hart Building in Washington or at the University of Northern Iowa near my farm in New Hartford, the time that people take to visit with me is well spent for me, and I hope they consider it a time well spent for them."
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.